This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's not so bad with the shaking of the tuckers.
Now, from the new normal studios in Burbank.
I'm ready for sex.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. This is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 24/7 at tom.show. You can hear us on our free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at tomeverywhere.com. It's tomeverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again. It's you, it's me, it's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And joining us now, he's in studio, he is criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Tom. Great to be here.
All right, what's going on in the world of criminal activity?
Now, a couple of days ago, you had a guy on, Tom, for like, you went two straight hours, who was living with a single mother who had like a two-year-old. And she, of course, got blown off by the father of the kid, and he was raising the kid as his own, and they were still in the happy part of the relationship. So he was busy defending this idiotic decision, and this whole thing was going on, and I'm dying to talk about this, and this is criminal law this week, so we're going to save that especially for next week, okay? But we're segueing in to the connection, which is criminal law, but how it hooks up with family law. Now, you remember we had mentioned this a few times, Erin Pitsey on, and she was talking about how the laws changed and became crazier and stricter on domestic violence, as though that was some exalted special thing as opposed to regular violence, and then how it got very, very focused on the woman as the victim. And I hate to get on the soapbox, Tom, but things are out of control. And they have got to be reformed. I mean, people just don't understand how this accumulates like a snowball and becomes, within a couple of days, completely insane and something that can't be stopped. And I was preparing for the show today, Tom, and I got a call from a guy who hasn't even hired me yet, but I wanted to bring him on and talk about this because he got caught up in this just in the past couple of days, and it is so unbelievable. It's just insane how it is, and I think he has to talk to the guys and share this story so that this can be avoided at all costs. So do we have him on, Tom?
Let me see. Yes, we do, and there he is. This is John in Orange County. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Going great. Say hi to Adam.
Thanks for coming on, John. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I wish I can say I'm doing good, too.
I know. This is a mess, John, but I'm not trying to stress you out. You know, I'm going to help you. I'm going to be your lawyer, and we're going to work on this. But I really want you to talk about what happened to you because the boys have got to hear this because it's just too fast, right? I mean, a week ago, everything was fine, right?
No, even, you know, the worst thing is that not even a week in that Sunday morning and Sunday, I was just helping my friend, you know, working around their house and doing, I don't know, garage stuff. So I'm just leaving to, you know, work with my friend and just hugging my girl, saying, I love you and all kinds of the bull crap. And she hugging me back, wish me happy day and whatever. So I'm leaving, didn't think about anything. And I just received the text message. Weird message, like with the address of some pictures in my computer. I was just like, wait a minute, what's that? So I'm not paying attention. I'm just going home, you know, surprise my girl that I'm just home much earlier than I said so we can go to the beach and whatever, dinner. And she looked at me like angry dragon, like, hey, what's that? I was just like, what's that what? I'm looking at the computer and there was a, I don't know, like 20 pictures of my ex with me. I was like, yeah, so what's a big deal, right? I have my past, you know, and I was not born the day I met you, right? So I had a couple of girlfriends before you. So what's the problem? Just hit the delete the whole thing and move on. And she starts screaming around, like, what kind of motherfucker I am? And I don't even remember what kind of names. And I was just like, all right, so I guess you need the time to cool off and whatever. So I'm just pretty much leaving. So I left, let her sit in there like 30 minutes. I went in, check on her, just like, are you okay now? Is everything okay? Now she starts screaming again, but she adds something more, and she starts punching me, slapping me, and kicking, whatever you can even think about, she did.
So, this is important. This, women are supposed to not start domestic violence. And so this, she started. I mean, you may have had this jealousy thing, but she's the one who made it physical, right?
Yeah, she was the one who made it physical. So I was just a couple of minutes standing there and just, you know, taking the hit, punches and whatever, because she's a little girl. And I was like, yeah, it's not going to hurt. But sometimes she hit my eye, you know, and stuff. So I was just like, okay, enough. You know, it's hurting me. Actually, it hurt a lot. So just stop with that.
And I think, said, not in your case, John, but women also tend to use weapons. So
That's what I was just about to say. And she starts throwing everything on me. Hangers, the freaking peanut butter, you know, and it's the whole big pack. So it's pretty heavy. So can you imagine you'll be hidden by that in your head, right? So, damn. So I was just like, well, what you doing? What you doing? And she was like, I'm going to post all your shit I found in your computer on the Facebook. I was just like, yeah, go ahead. Who cares? And then she started, you know, like telling me, I'm going to smash the phone. I didn't pay for it, so what do I care? I'm going to smash it in right in front of the computer. I'm going to smash the computer also. I didn't pay for it, so what do I care? So I was just like, all right, well, how am I going to do it? You know, I called the insurance and the cops and whatever. And when I said, I'm going to call the cops, she started hitting me even more. So I was just take her hands and try to just stop her from hitting me. And she
Now, hold on. Now, this is important, okay? So this is a classic male move, is you grab the woman's wrists, right?
Yes, exactly.
Just to stop her from hurting you or to calm her down.
Exactly.
Right, okay. Now, as a little point of background, you're living with this woman for about a year?
Yes, exactly, about a year.
And this fight, in terms of her finding pictures of some old girlfriend, is like completely out of the blue.
Yeah. Actually, she found those like, I don't know, months ago, and I deleted all those because I know she was mad and whatever. I was just like, I don't give a crap about the photos, so I delete everything I thought.
I understand, it's important because what Pitsy talked about is how the occasion for a woman to freak out is completely random. It can happen at any moment.
Yeah, and I even told her I thought I deleted all of the pictures, but I didn't even think about the backups, which is I'm doing like every month or two. So I had these pictures like in two or three backups.
If you think about it, it's stupid. You weren't even seeing this woman for a long time anyway. Who cares? It's nonsense.
Yeah, first, and it's anyway, it's a past. So who gives a damn about it?
Right.
You know? It's today and tomorrow, not whatever,
so
40 years ago.
She's searching for a fight.
Yeah, so that was happening, and in a couple of minutes, or I guess so 30 minutes, I'm just sitting with my roommate and neighbor on the balcony, and just the cops show up.
Right.
And they just show up, and then just they just came to me. They're looking for me. I was just okay, so I know she didn't call the cops because I had her phone because I didn't want her to smash it. So I don't know how she managed that, but someone of her friends, I guess, because she was still on a Facebook or all kinds of this social shit. So some of the friends just called the cops. They were talking to me for like 20 minutes. They saw me. I was calm. I was not shaking. I was just fine. And just like from middle of nowhere, just bam. You're in custody, and you're going. So in 1 hour, I'm in jail. So that was the most beautiful Sunday ever.
Now, what's fascinating, this is something that guys have to really understand, is how quickly it escalates. Whether she called the police, or her friend called, or the neighbor called, or whatever, the police come, they are there to make an arrest, and believe me, the woman is not going to be the person they arrest, okay?
Of course, of course.
Now,
and even... she realized what she did, and she was running towards the car and saying, no, I didn't mean that, yada, yada. But nobody gives a shit about it anymore.
Now, my impression of a lot of these situations that I've seen are these women wanted to either teach the guy a lesson, or they thought that the cop would give him, like, a lecture or a warning or something.
Or show up who has the power or something,
When the woman actually sees her husband or boyfriend being put in cuffs and being taken away, her reaction is usually horrified, okay? But that ball has started to roll, and there's no stopping it. Now, the charge sheet that I have here of yours is not only a charge for injury on a spouse or whatever, so that's domestic violence. They also charge you with false imprisonment. Now, that's extremely serious. That's what O.J. Simpson was charged with in Vegas when he made the people stay in the room. I think, according to the sheet here, you held her wrists and you held her down on the bed or something like that?
Exactly, because she was kicking and punching, so I was just holding her on the bed, and I was just sitting on the leg.
Now, all of a sudden, we're talking false imprisonment, right? Like a kidnapping, practically.
Yeah, like kidnapping. I was just, well, what the hell? How did that happen? I just didn't want to be hit in my face. And when I released the legs, she was just kicking me in the head. So
right.
I was just like, well, what am I supposed to do? And then when I tried to release it, she started throwing things on me.
Right. So you can't even get away.
Yeah, there was no choice. I didn't know what to do.
My other thing, which didn't happen to you, thank God, but I've seen it very often, is if you say something to her during this, like, you know, stop it, you bitch, or I'm going to kill you, or whatever, you get upset.
I didn't.
Yeah, well, I know you didn't, but if you did, then you're charged with terrorist threats of it all. Yeah, of course. Unbelievable. So then you get arrested, you're in jail, and you got to be bailed out, right? And your bail is $50,000. That's a lot. So your dad had to bail you out, right?
Yeah. No. My friend.
Your friend.
My roommate just found the company, so they bailed me out.
Okay. So someone bailed you out. And what are we talking about now? See, this is what people can't even understand, okay? First of all, she's automatically got a restraining order against you, right?
Yes.
So you can't go near her, but more importantly, you can't go to your own house because you live with
her. Exactly.
Okay. So for all you know, she's burning your things, or destroying them, or giving them away, or who knows what. But it doesn't matter. If you have to go to work tomorrow, you can't get your suits or your work clothes or your equipment or whatever you need, your notes, your laptop, because it's all in your house and you're not allowed there anymore. And you're not even allowed to contact her directly or indirectly. So that means that, for example, let's say you do some kind of computer business and she's got like laptops and disks and stuff at the house that's yours. You can't even call her and ask her to like drop it somewhere for you to get it because you're not allowed to have any contact with her, right? I mean, people don't even realize how beautiful that is. And then you've got this criminal charge pending. And your first court appearance is, like, just in a couple of days, right? It's, like, Friday or next week or something?
It's Friday, exactly.
Right. So here it's already Tuesday. You've got to hire a lawyer, right? And you've got to find someone who knows what they're doing. You've got to pay them. So I don't know what the financial situation is. If you have joint accounts with her, while you've been in jail, she may have gone to the bank and emptied all your accounts. Or close them, or take them, you know.
fortunately for me, I didn't make this stupid move.
All right, thank God for that.
Yeah.
But let's face a few things. You mentioned to me that during the year that you guys lived together, that you were supporting her and she wasn't working, right?
Yeah, the whole year. And I was just like, you know what? It's fine. Just take care of the food, the household, everything. And I'll just, you know, cover us.
Right. So do you think that she really appreciated that?
No, obviously. Obviously, she doesn't give a one damn thing about it.
Right. Now, what's amazing, and by the way, we got to tell the guys the kicker here, is that she's pregnant, right?
Yeah, and that's the awesome thing. That's the awesome thing. She's 8 weeks pregnant. We were planning to have a kid, a family, and everything.
Unbelievable.
Everything that was nice with a peachy and everything. And in 12 hours, I'm in a jail sitting on my nice, awesome concrete bed with another 50 inmates and don't know what to do.
Unbelievable. Now, that kid is only, whatever, she's 2 months pregnant with it. But the bottom line is that she has already destroyed its life. It's not a joke. And she can now use this incident to mess up your custody and visitation in the future. You guys are obviously not going to be together, so you're going to be a single dad seeing the kid on the weekends, paying her child support, maybe paying her other support because she's not worked and so forth. She can claim palimony or whatever. I mean, people, it's so unbelievable. It's such a stacked game. And this is the craziest part of all, and this is something guys don't understand. She cannot drop it now. She cannot back out of it. Now that it's happened and now that it's been filed and whatever statements she made to the police or whatever, she cannot drop the charges or retract it in any way. A lot of guys call me and say to me, well, we made up and she doesn't want to proceed. And I talked to her mother or her sister and told me that she's sorry. In this case, Dino and I were doing a little research and we found that she posted on Facebook that she's sorry, that she's apologizing to you and that she wants you back. Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's very beautiful. After almost 2 days in a prison, that's great.
So if you were dumb enough to want her back, it doesn't matter anyway because there's a restraining order. Charges are already pending. They can't be withdrawn. The state is going to go forward no matter what. And then, you know, I noticed you had a little accent, and we were talking about this. You can end up being deported for this, right?
Yeah. That's another cherry on the top.
So if you were to be convicted because you're not a U.S. citizen, and we can, you know, your status is like kind of in between right now for whatever reason. We can talk about that separately. If you're convicted of this, then the government can proceed against you to have you deported from the United States. And that this is like it's such a nightmare. It has so many layers to it. It's incredible, and it happens quick. That's the point. And if I had...
And all your life you're building up for years can be in a toilet in a matter of days.
You know, if I had met you just as a friend, let's say, or one of the Lycus parties a couple of weeks ago, right? And you told me the story, and I would have said to you, you're crazy living with this chick, you're crazy having a baby with her, you would have told me, oh, no, she's really special. Everything's fine. We get along great. No problems, no complaints. She's a foreign girl, right? She's from the Philippines, right?
Yeah, right.
So we've talked about, you know, American women are horrible, and it's great to be with a chick from another country, and Filipino women are supposed to be good. I mean, you would have told me, be honest, right? You would have told me that you found an exception.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Didn't you think that you had sort of beat the system or whatever?
Yeah.
I mean, be honest.
Yeah. Completely, yes.
See, what kills me is the way that you're dealing, when guys don't realize this, you're dealing fundamentally with a child. Seriously. And when you're talking to a woman who's, you know, she's in a grown-up body and she seems like an adult. She's in her 20s or her 30s. But in her brain, she's 4 years old, okay? And so you upset her. Now, the fact is she's pregnant, so that's a whole crazy hormonal thing for women, okay? Plus, she's a woman anyway, so she's crazy. And she's looking at pictures of some other girl. Now, you haven't talked to that girl in years, but it doesn't matter. She wants to be jealous, and she wants to throw a fit. And she's unrestrained. So you as a man, you know, would tend not to hit a woman unless you're a fucking brute, but most guys are not. But she thinks nothing of hitting you and throwing a tantrum and throwing things at you and trashing the house or whatever she did, right?
Yeah.
But when the police come, one way or another, you're the one in cuffs. Okay?
Yep.
And this whole little affair costs her nothing. And in fact, there are certain nice benefits. For example, she's now living in your house for free. And she doesn't even have to have you there. And she can now have her friends move in. She can sell your stuff. She can have another guy move in. I mean, why not, right? She's a free, independent woman, okay? for her to go to court and testify against you or not testify against you or get a restraining order or whatever she wants to do, child support, all of these things cost her nothing. Okay? She's provided with counsel and assistance by the county, by the prosecuting office, by the child support office, all for no charge. You, on the other hand, if you want to defend yourself, you have to hire an attorney. If you want to defend with the child support, you have to hire an attorney or do it yourself, which is suicide, okay? And then on top of it, you have a particular vulnerability of being foreign and not having a U.S. citizenship yet, and that could end up leading to your deportation. There's even something else, which I know doesn't affect you, John, because you told me you're in the house painting business. But if you, for example, worked at a bank and you were bonded, or you had some kind of a license, or you worked in an office for a big company, and you work for, you know, one of these Fortune 500 companies or whatever, okay, they are not going to keep you in the office if you have a restraining order against you. And if you, for example, work in an office with women, human resources finds out you're being charged with domestic violence and you have a restraining order against you, you are suspended. Okay, your bonding is gone. Your security clearance is canceled. You're not allowed to have a gun. If you're a security guard or you're a cop, for example, and I've had this with various police officer clients, you can't be a cop. You gotta go on leave because you're not allowed to have a firearm. That's a big deal. And if you work in any kind of business related to that, where you have a concealed weapon or whatever, all gone. Okay? And again, she's still sitting at home laughing about the whole thing on Facebook with her girlfriends. And your girl, ironically, snapped out of it. And now she's sorry. And now she apologizes and she wants you back or whatever. That just shows you even worse how deluded she is. Because we live in a society that takes this much too seriously and goes berserk when a woman says this kind of stuff. Doesn't even look at whether it's true or not. It's her truth, so it must be true. And you're in the position of trying to clean it up, and she is apologizing and wants to drop the charges, and, as I said, can't be done. Sick.
Yeah.
So what do you tell the boys now, from your experience here dealing with this?
I'm just going to, if somebody will be in that situation, first thing is just leave the house, for sure. Just leave the house for I don't know how long. Whatever she's going to smack you or not, it's not important, but because you can just, you know, go buy a new one. I know it's because of money, but it's not worth this kind of trouble. And whenever you go back, just don't be alone. I guess have multiple witnesses that what you do in there. And if you are not sure, either just call the cops and go with you, I guess.
Did you think about Tom's general advice that you shouldn't live with a woman?
Yeah, right?
I mean, really, what do you
thought about it and rejected it.
Well, what do you say, John? Did you remember Tom saying that in the past?
Yeah, of course I do remember. And actually, I was doing that for years, and I don't know, I just kind of
fell in love.
Yep.
The danger.
How'd that work out for you?
Yeah, you see, how did it work out for me?
Right. The greatest.
Well,
danger.
I tried to tell you before you made that mistake, but clearly you knew more than I did.
Yeah, right. And I can eat the whole pie what I cooked.
Well, the real killer is when you delude yourself that you're an exception. You know, and I respect that. I know that when you're in that haze, and that's, by the way, that's chemicals. I mean, that's actually a cocktail of very strong psychotropic chemicals that your body releases when you're having good sex and when you think you're in love with someone. You think that they're really special, you know, like when you're imagining her and you're looking forward to seeing her and all that nonsense. That's a real neurochemical reaction in your brain, and you're not thinking clearly. But when you talk about her being pregnant, which is so crazy that you let that happen. I mean, women go absolutely insane during pregnancy with hormones. And, you know, this thing where she's jealous and she's crazy and she's like picking a fight with you and all this, you know, even like you say, you should have walked out or you should have stayed or who knows, there really is no good reaction. Seriously, as a guy, you're screwed either way. Because if you grab her wrists and try to calm her down, or if you leave and then she's throwing things at you, I mean, either way, you're wrong. And when the cops come, you're going to be the one arrested. And Gary mentioned in the news in the last hour, you know, there was this woman who literally, well, they caught it on tape, so it might actually help, but she was punching herself in the face. And I've actually seen cases.
Yeah, I heard it.
That's not a joke. That's real. There's a video of that on the net going viral. I mean, if a woman, and I've seen this a few times, a woman will smack her face into the wall and give herself a black eye, and that's how committed they are. And then when the police arrive, they say, "Oh, my husband did this to me," you know, and that's it. You're screwed. And you know, I'm going to try to help you. I don't want to just, you know, face the brick wall here. I'm going to try to help you. I think you have some good.
I appreciate that.
Of course, I think you have some good defenses, and I think that we can show that she started it. And I want to, you know, deal with this issue and try to, you know, extricate you from this as best we can. But the truth is, she's pregnant, so you're going to have to deal with her certainly financially for, you know, many, many years to come. This is scary, terrifying, that this could impact on your immigration status in some way, that you could end up getting deported if this doesn't go right. And the restraining order, I mean, all the different layers, it's just absolutely unbelievable. I think that it is just too dangerous to have any kind of a serious relationship. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep, completely.
I mean, is there, do you regret, there's something you could have done to avoid this? I mean, seriously, I don't see how you could have.
That's how I was thinking, you know, when you're just laying down in your own cell with another 50 fellow inmates,
jeez,
you have plenty of time to freaking think about the every possibility, what you should do, what you should not do, or whatever. And first of all, I didn't find out one thing what I did wrong. I just didn't find out. Maybe I should walk away and just lock the house and whatever, just, you know, yell at you, whatever, who cares. But yeah, you don't have a time for thinking in that particular moment of it happening. And I can tell you, in thinking all my life, this is not going to happen to me. Yeah, right.
See, there are a lot of guys that when they tell me these stories and I talk about this, they say, well, you know, you guys are looking for the wrong kind of women. Or, you know, you live in L.A., so you're dating, you know, crazy actresses and models or whatever, and they're like that. Or you're dating Jewish girls and they're like that. Or Italian girls or New York girls or whatever. But, you know, when you really start to boil it down, you have to admit, this crosses over all lines, right? I mean, your girl is,
yeah,
you know, she's not any of these things. She's from another country, as you are, as I understand. But she's not in any of these categories where she's like a crazy actress, or she's this performer and she's got all these crazy emotions, or she's a yoga teacher or something like that, that she's, you know, eccentric or prone to violence, or she's a heroin addict or whatever. She's just this kind of run-of-the-mill girl, and you're doing your thing, right? You're not exactly, the perfect or the worst guy in the world. You're just an average dude. And this can happen to anyone. And I think if you look at it mathematically, if you were living with a woman, sooner or later, it is going to happen. That's the joke. And women know their power. She can go and call 911, and all of this comes immediately, and it's unstoppable. And then, like a 5-year-old, she comes back and goes, "Ooh, mommy, I'm sorry. I didn't want to do all this. Let's make it stop now." And it's like, wake up, stupid. This is it. This can't be fixed now. And I mean, for her to be 2 months or 3 months pregnant or whatever, and to have done this and to have screwed up your lives and the unborn child's life, and just to define the next 20 or 30 years of your life, John, that are going to be cleaning up this frickin' mess, you know, it's absolutely unjustified. It's out of proportions. Anything that you're doing in your life, whoever you are, if you're a genius and you're going to medical school, or you're an idiot or whatever you are, and you know, you just any act of life, any part of life, this is going to be a catastrophe that is going to never really get fixed. You're going to be recovering from this for years to come because some stupid bitch threw a temper tantrum, essentially.
Yeah, and here I am.
All right, so what can I say? I really appreciate you putting your trust in me, and I'm going to try to help you out. And there are things we can do. I don't want guys to think that it's hopeless. But you got to admit, it would have been better to avoid the whole thing.
John, best of luck to you, and keep us informed what happens.
Now, Tom, is that unbelievable?
Of course.
Now, you know, I'd like to tell you, Tom, that, you know, in our experience, this is, you know, one in a million, you know, real unusual story. Poor guy, but, you know, this doesn't happen that much. It's not true. His story is very, very prototypical, and it exactly what goes on. I see it in court all the time, and this is the power that the modern woman has. With one phone call, she's got 500 social workers helping her, filling out forms, setting up court dates, and the system, which has a lot of power, is coming crushing down on you. Now, you know, I'm not saying that you know, the guy was perfect. Maybe the guy, you know, got upset or yelled or whatever. But it's nutty. It's out of proportion. And losing your job and your house and all your money and facing criminal charges and getting deported. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Is it really worth it?
It's nuts.
To take that chance and knock up some chick you're dating? And the answer is no.
And, you know, Tom, women are notoriously nutty when they're pregnant. That's the joke. Seriously, it's almost to be expected that she throws some irrational tantrum over some nonsense that makes no sense, you know. And what's the guy supposed to do? Stand there and let her punch him, or leave and let her trash the house? Or it's unbelievable. And you see how when the police arrive, there's no way that they're arresting the woman. They're just not. They're not going to.
Right.
Doesn't matter
right.
who started. You know, like high school and junior high school, who started it? Who started it? Who threw the first punch? Right. No one's going to care. It's not going to matter.
I've been telling guys, as you know, for probably 18, 19 years now, you know, do not call the cops. You will not win.
Oh, for sure.
But they keep doing it.
Well, I think the women call the cops as well very often. The neighbors.
Right. Oh, well, that's certainly true.
The woman thinks that somehow the police are going to warn the guy, or they're going to scare him or teach him a lesson. They don't realize that it's much stronger than that.
Right.
It's not a little slap on the wrist. It's a sledgehammer, you know?
I totally agree. You know, again, I really do not understand these guys. I think, you know, they need to settle down, or they need to be in love, or they need to have a wife, or they need to have a girlfriend. And, you know, they start getting comfortable with somebody, not realizing that this stuff can break out at any time.
That's the thing that's amazing, where he's talking about that he's having an average weekend and all of a sudden he's in a jail cell, you know? That's what kills me, how it happens so quickly, so fast. And by the way, as I mentioned, we looked at her Facebook and his Facebook and whatever, and she says she's a cute chick. They got all these pictures of them in romantic situations, like walking on the boardwalk or whatever, you know? And they're just like any other couple. And it's like, this is it. This is where it's going, you know? You think you're happy now. You think she's special. Wait until she's testifying against you, okay? Then we'll talk.
Right? It's amazing to think about it. Let's take a break because we've got callers coming in here, including a law student who wants to talk to you.
Cool.
And, of course, it's criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs here. He's in the studio in Burbank, and you can talk to him directly right now if you've been accused of it. Over for some reason, maybe you're accused of a DUI, maybe you did it, maybe you didn't do it. These are the things Adam specializes in. Here's some free legal advice for you right now. You call Adam Sachs at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. That's the number. It's 901-3000. 866.
Serving the universe from an old laundromat in Burbank. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show. At 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. Gary Zabransky and I are coming to the Pacific Northwest. We'll be stopping in Portland. Portland, Oregon, on Saturday. Of course, Pacific Northwest. Portland, Maine would not be there. Yes! That's going to be Saturday night, September 17th, 7 p.m. We're going to have dinner at an undisclosed location. And you can join us for some real quality time. You can ask us any question. You can hang out with us. You can drink. You can smoke a cigar. Whatever you want to do. That'll be in Portland on Saturday, September 17th. And then He'll do the same thing all over again a week later, Saturday, September 24th, in Seattle. I have not been to Seattle since the year 2005. So it's been 11 years. And this is your first opportunity to get some real quality time with us. Again, secret location. Again, a top-notch restaurant. You don't want to miss this. And the way to go is to go to this web address right now. DinnerWithTom.com. DinnerWithTom.com. That's where you go. DinnerWithTom.com. We are here with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs and your phone calls at 901-3000-TOM. That's the number. 901-3000-TOM. Call and talk to Adam. Get some free legal advice at 901-3000-866. Wesley is in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Wesley, say hi to Adam Sachs.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Tom. How you guys doing today?
Hey, Wesley.
Great.
I heard, Tom touched on something earlier, if a guy is involved with domestic violence, meaning, if he's a victim, don't call the police. My thing is, in that situation, really, what can you do?
Yeah, it's a really serious problem, isn't it? You know, the other thing that they talked about, for example, and this is something that also goes back to Ms. Pitsy, who had been on the show a few years ago, is that, you know, they have all these domestic violence shelters for women, but they don't have them
for men.
It's not a joke. And I'll give you a small example, and it's serious, is let's say gay couples. There are a lot of instances of gay men, two of them, you know, who get into domestic violence situations, and one beats the other up, and there's literally no resources at all. I mean, there are so many things that we've built into our society to protect women, women, women. You hear it all the time, women and children. You know, we got to save the children. We got to help the women. And I talked about on the show how the Violence Against Women Act has made the domestic violence laws more and more and more strict and more far-reaching. And you still have this basic problem. Now, somehow for a man, if a woman hits you or something, that means you're a wimp or something, or it's unmanly. I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, we see how women use weapons. Women, Tom, didn't one of your spouses throw, the remote control at you or something, this gigantic brick?
She was not a spouse.
And it made a hole in the
wall. She was someone I was dating.
Okay.
This is 15 years ago. She took this is one of the first touchscreen remote controls for a TV.
Right.
Touchscreen. And it was the weight and size of a brick, literally. And there were some, on the homepage, the guy who programmed this for me thought it was funny to take some pictures of me signing boobs at an event.
Oh, great.
And to put that as the homepage.
So, naturally,
this
pissed her off.
From Venezuela, very volatile to begin with. She's going to turn the channel on the TV, and the homepage, when she touches the screen, the homepage comes up, and it's my hand on one of the 10,000 tits I've saw.
Right, so naturally you've cheated, of course.
She's like, who is this? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Your hand is on her breast. Well, because I would make appearances, and there'd be a line of 50 women waiting to have their tits on.
But didn't she know this
don't tell me
before she got with you, though?
They all know, but they pay no attention. They all know. In my case, women know more about me than just about anyone they could meet because I tell you everything on the show that you'd want to know.
Right.
So you know everything. I'm an atheist. I've been divorced 4 times. I'm not going to have kids. You know this stuff. But it didn't matter if she knew this stuff. She saw and flipped out and took this 10-pound remote control and threw it in my direction. I sidestepped it, and it went through the wall.
So it could have hit you, okay?
Could have hit me.
Now, that would have made you less of a man, right?
If I let it hit me?
No, I mean, if you call the police, if you call the police, when they came, they still would have arrested you.
That's right, and that's why I didn't call the police.
Right.
I told you what I did, didn't I? By the way, folks, this works for women from Latin America. They hate, if you live in L.A., K-Rock. They hate K-Rock. So to get her to leave, I went, and now the remote control is inside the wall somewhere,
great,
so she can't turn it off. I turned on K-Rock at very high volume.
On every channel,
just
on
left
every
it
speaker.
On. And she was like holding her ears and saying, no, no, and finally got out. So I did not have to call the police. That problem took care of itself.
Better than turning off the power, you know?
Yeah, so you ever have a woman from, you shouldn't have any women in your home, but if you have a Latin American woman in your home and you want her to get out of your home, the easiest way to get her out is to play some metal or play some alternative rock.
Oh, man.
And they will beat a hasty retreat.
Well, I think the greater question that he's asking, Tom, which is important, is what alternatives and what options do men face when they're in these violent situations, when they're not the aggressor, when they're being, you know, treated violently by their partner, and that they're
now, Adam, you know my answer
incidents.
To that question, right?
Well, you say shouldn't have had it in the first place, you know?
Right.
But
yes.
Having passed that point of stupidity, I would say zero tolerance, basically. I mean, maybe not...
Zero tolerance, but don't call the cops.
I would not call the cops, and I would leave the next day, though, you know?
Right. Well, leave. In other
Whatever.
Words, if it's her place, you'd
well,
leave. But
there's
you leave your
problem.
Own home?
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
I ain't moving in nobody's house.
Yeah, but getting a restraining order like she did now, which she didn't even ask for, it's automatic, that then takes that guy John out of his own house. That's the classic story, you know?
Right.
And if this Venezuelan, Tom, had reframed the story when the police were there, or she had gone to get a restraining order the next day, that, you know, you threw the remote at her or whatever the hell it was, you know, that residence that you love and that you've put all your energy into and, you know, bought and paid for all these years, you know, that becomes hers. She gets possession of it. And you have to go to a hotel room somewhere if you have the money.
So, but that's not, that's, is that permanent possession or
well,
temporary?
That's
yeah,
probably, you know, three,
I mean, that seems like
well,
it could turn into adverse possession.
Well, that's 3 weeks, you know, until you have the hearing. And then she cries and makes a big scene. You don't have money for a lawyer or whatever. You go in without a lawyer and you lose. I mean, these things go against guys, you know.
Adam, do you think I would ever go in without a lawyer?
Right.
Are you kidding?
I mean, within reason, Tom. I think
you
I'm
that's why,
up,
by
I
the way,
about how many other
and I have credited the legal profession. That is the reason I still own my two houses and all of my wealth.
I'm talking about Joe Blow.
Right, but I'm just saying so that people, Joe Blow may not want to spend $1,500 or $500 or $10,000 on an attorney, depending on what case it is. But I'm saying to Joe Blow, hey, Joe, why do I still own my two houses? Why did I have to give my house away or sell it and take the cash or whatever? And the reason is because I would never, ever get out of a situation without an attorney. I wouldn't do it.
Right. Well, I agree with that, of course. And Wesley, I hope you graduate law school at some point and become a defender of guys because they certainly need them. There's no doubt about it.
Always. Like, my last question would probably be, it was in reference to that one case in Florida where the woman was on camera beating herself up.
Yeah, it was
now,
unbelievable.
We all know that there's, and here's the crazy part about it, though. We all know that there's certain laws that say you can't, like, you know, there's certain laws against cameras, even in your own home, things of that nature.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if that was his own house, but, you know, I've had a couple of cases where women did things like that, where they gave themselves black eyes and blamed the men and stuff. I mean, women are highly, highly attuned to their rights, and they know that they can do this stuff, and they know that there's no downside. And there's various women that have accused men of rape and all kinds of assaults and so forth in universities and elsewhere. And then, you know, later on they say, yeah, maybe it didn't happen, whatever. They ruin the guy's life and they pay.
Brian Branks.
Yeah, but they pay no price at all. That's the joke. There's no consequence to them, the accuser. It's a joke. They laugh about it. Oh, sorry. You know, I was drunk. I don't remember. Maybe I did.
The prosecutor in California doesn't even want to charge Juanita Gibson, even though she admitted on camera, hey, I lied and put this man in prison for like 6 years.
Well,
like, what the hell?
Well, why would they? There's no real glory in that. You know, it's nailing a man, a brute, you know, a football player, a black guy. That's who you want to nail in court, you know?
I got that same problem now.
How's that?
Huh?
How's that? How do you have the same problem?
Well, no, like you said, black guy, courts typically want to, you know, prosecute them. Yeah.
I'll tell you, if I was a black guy dating a white woman, I would, I'd be very nervous.
Well, I mean, I feel like you should be worried, like, regardless of whatever woman it is, like, regardless, because like you're saying, like, any woman could do this.
So, I mean, like, I've actually had the same discussion with guys that said, oh, well, it seems like the majority of women that do this to black men are black women. I'm like, dude, that's, what do you think? If you go date a white woman, Asian woman, Hispanic woman, they won't do it? It's just, it's because black men are most likely to date black women, so they're the ones that have the most chances to do that. If you, if the most black men were dating white women, it'd be white women be the most likely to do it. I mean, it goes across the board.
Well, that's also the case I just mentioned with our caller, John, who was with a Filipina. So that just goes to show you. You know, Filipino women or Asian women are supposed to be the easiest and the calmest and docile and obedient and submissive. Yeah, bullshit, you know? I mean, when you get right down to it, they're still women, and she's pregnant, she's full of hormones, and so she flipped out over nothing. And every guy that's dated women knows that women go crazy over things that don't make any sense. So there you go.
Yep.
Except, unfortunately, she's got the full force of law behind her. And a society that's hysterical that something's going to happen to her.
And then we've got men saying, oh, well, you're choosing the wrong women. Okay, do you really think that the majority of the guys that this happens to knew that this woman was going to do this? She didn't have it tattooed over on her forehead, hello, I'm going to throw you in prison the second I get mad at you. Like, who the hell? Come on.
The really tragic part of it, I think, from the woman's point of view, is that she ends up screwing up her own life. You know, if she could have just been happy with this guy, he was very devoted to her, and he really loves her. And, you know, she's pregnant with his kid. And, I mean, who has she screwed? She screwed herself. She had a pretty good deal.
And the kid.
Yeah, well, I'm just getting to that. She screwed herself because she was actually not working. She was living in his house. He was taking care of her. He was very kind to her. And now she's pregnant. She screwed her own child. Instead of growing up in some kind of a mother and father situation, it's going to be, you know, divorced and angry parents and all kinds of nonsense. And if he gets deported or loses his job or whatever, that's not exactly going to be very positive financially for anybody. So, I mean, I think women, in their stupidity and their emotionality, end up pretty much burning themselves. And like I said, she's posting on Facebook now how sorry she is, and she wants to get back with him and drop the charges, and that's no longer an issue. It's impossible. And this is something that women just don't realize. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't think they're thinking at all. I think you have a 5-year-old inside the body of a 25-year-old, and the 5-year-old is throwing a tantrum, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, like, I've been in situations with girlfriends where, you know, everything seemed cool. As soon as I see something crazy going on, I'm out. I mean, and that's just because, you know, I'm not about to take that risk. I got too many things I'm working towards. I'm not about to take that risk.
Damn,
like,
right.
I'm not trying to say that, you know, all women are this, that, and the third, but it's like, you gotta be honest. The law is on their side, so it's basically they always have a gun to your head.
And there's no downside. You've got to remember that. You know, the thing that prevents us from doing things is consequences, okay, and risk.
Right.
And I look at, you know, I want to buy a stock. I hope it'll go up, but it could also go down. Or if I do something that's dangerous, maybe I'm going to get hurt. And when a woman does these things, she has no downside. She has no reason not to do it. And when she talks to her friends say, yeah, good, fuck him, you know, yeah, call the cops, yeah. Put him away. He deserves it. And for that moment when she wants revenge, it's fun for her. And then a minute later she goes, oh, this isn't kindergarten. This is real. These are real police and real courts and real jail. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I want to go, you know, play with my my berets, and I don't want to have this problem anymore. Give me a break.
And then you've also got those men that those men that are in situations like that, and she has male friends and gets those guys involved, go over there to tune him up or whatever, and the guy ends up getting killed.
Yeah, it's not
and
a
then
joke.
She's in court crying, talking about something. Oh, I didn't think it was going to go like that. Well, what the fuck?
By the way, I have a case now exactly on that kind of story where she kind of liked this other guy. She wanted to make her boyfriend jealous, and she was kind of like playing the two of them against each other or whatever. And it ended up being a catastrophe. They ended up beating each other up and all kinds of crazy, stupid shit. And that's some kind of female fantasy. Oh, all these guys are fighting over me, you know?
Yeah, I'm not about that life. I mean, I'm the type that, like, you know, I'll fight if it comes to self-defense. Because me, I train MMA when I'm not at school, so it's like I really can't afford to be getting in problems, like, for no reason.
Right.
So it's like, you know, if I'm in a situation where it's just a girl saying, oh, well, this guy is doing X, Y, and Z, you can have him, okay? Because what I'm going to do, fight it, beat it. Let's say I defeat this guy in a fight. I don't want you anymore. You're dangerous. Because I don't know
what the risk that you're going to bring into my life is.
Listen, you're going to be a lawyer. You've got to keep your record clean, bro. You don't need anything like that.
Shit. I've got time for that.
Jeez, Tom, why does it have to be so complicated?
Well, it doesn't have to be. You got to simplify your life.
It's the most natural thing in the world to meet a chick and to, like, bring her home with you, you know?
No, I don't even do that anymore. Unless it's a girlfriend or something.
Even a girlfriend.
I think of women the way I think of stray animals. You know, I love dogs. Love them. And I'm always seeing these photographs of dogs that need to be adopted or rescued or this or that. But I know if I go out and get a dog, it comes home with me eventually. That dog's going to shit in my living room. And so I am never going to bring one home. And that's really the way you need to think about women.
Yeah.
You know, you may like meeting a stray, but don't ever bring that stray home. Or pretty soon your house will have fleas. That's what happens.
Right.
I've actually had discussion with friends about this too. They're like, oh, what? Like, if you would, like, I've said, like, if I was just going up, like, you know, messing around with girls, I would not bring them back to my house. They're like, why wouldn't you do that? I'm like, because let's say me and her don't work out or something like that, or, you know, I just get into what I got to do and that's it. What happens if I tell her, okay, it was cool, I'm done, and I bring another girl there? She now knows where I live, and because she's pissed off about whatever, she can now vandalize my car or what's got
to happen. Yeah, you know women love to get revenge, right? You know? Very vindictive.
Yeah, like, I'm in an apartment, so I can't afford to have craziness there because that's how you get put out. So, no. And it's, you know, I'm a very big believer in that one rule that Tom proposed, like, many times over the years. Never move in with anybody unless you're, like, engaged to them, and that's just because you want to see if you can stand to be around them.
Why would you want to be engaged to anyone either?
Hell no.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the only time that you would ever really consider it. That's just, like, if that's what you wanted. Me, the only reason I would ever really consider being engaged to anybody or, like, getting married is, like, you know, if I wanted to have children and I wanted to, like, bring them up in a more stable environment, like, you know, father, son. I mean, you know, mother and father are there. I realize that, you know, the likelihood of a marriage, like, succeeding nowadays, the likelihood of failure is greater. However, there's more chance of stability if you do that. But that's the only reason why I would ever do that. And, like, it's just a shame that guys that think that, okay, it's cool to just move your girl in, everything's going to be cool, this is what can happen.
All right, Wesley, we're kind of losing you, but a good call, and thank you for that. Let me get Andy in Olympia, Washington. Andy, say hello to criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs.
Hey, Adam, I have a question. You often mentioned have a lawyer. Yeah, I understand that you might not know everything and you might need a lawyer. But let's assume you're in the courtroom and you say to judge everything that lawyer would say. Is that still? Are you still in disadvantage? Aren't judges trained to treat you the same as, you know, and not have some prejudice because, you know, you're nervous or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's an expression which is that the person who represents themselves has a fool for a client. And so,
right, but why is that?
I mean, part of the objectivity of being able to be someone's lawyer is to look at their case unemotionally and to, you know, go through it and to prepare it and to walk into court and do it, you know, from a strictly technical point of view. You know, if it's your own case, you're too emotionally invested and you're going to make mistakes. And, you know, people think that you're just reading a script or whatever, and it's not correct. It's very artful. And I'm sorry to tell you, but judges treat people representing themselves very poorly. It's very often the people tell me when they've represented themselves, oh, the judge ignored me, the judge cut me off. That's true. And the reality is that, you know, unless you're talking about small claims court where it's, you know, a few hundred dollars and you just represent yourself, if there's anything going on, if you have anything at stake in business, criminal, of course, you could go to jail, any kind of family law where you could lose your house, you could lose your children, you have to be out of your mind, you know, trying to argue it yourself. I can't think of a more foolish thing to do.
All right. Thanks.
That's thank it. You, what Andy. Appreciate the call. Yeah, there he goes.
That's the long and the short of it.
Yes. 901-3000. Tom, I got one more before the break here. Ron in Winnetka, California. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up?
Great.
Good. So a quick question, Adam.
For
Let's
sure.
say a guy has a girlfriend. He does not live with her. He's at her house visiting, and she throws a temper tantrum and calls 911, and the guy leaves, goes to his house.
Right.
Is he going to get arrested the next day at work?
Yes, of course. Of course. You know, okay. when you know, you talk about where you are and so forth. You know, one of the things that Tom talks about, and he's right, is going to her house is an advantage because you can leave. And you don't have to evict her or throw her out or get violent or whatever. And the other factor, of course, you know, is that, you know, theoretically she doesn't necessarily know where you live, which is also a good thing because then she's not going to be stalking you. I've seen a lot of instances of women doing the craziest things nowadays. Women are very aggressive, and they have a guy, and they think he's dumping them or whatever, and they get jealous, and they show up at his work, or they make a scene, or they do something, you know, in front of his family, crazy stuff. But the reality is, you know, the best, smartest thing to do, like you say, for example, if you're at this woman's house, and I don't know what's, you know, starting it, but, you know, she starts to act crazy, is whip out your phone, get the video going, and start recording her screaming at you, and you just say, hey, I'm leaving, I have not laid a hand on you, and you walk out the front door, okay? And you don't say anything to anybody. Now, it depends, you know, she could just forget about it. That would be nice. But if she's vindictive and she goes to the police and writes a police report or tries to get a restraining order, you know, you better be awake. And when the police come to talk to you, you don't want to talk to them. You do not talk to the police. People are stupid. They make statements and they make all kinds of comments that end up getting used against them. You have the right to remain silent. If the police come and they say, you know, you got in a fight with your girlfriend yesterday and she says that you hit her, you say, I need my lawyer. And that's it, okay? And the bottom line is you might get charged or might, you know, something might come of it, but you'll have a good defense and you'll have that video on your phone and, you know, you'll be able to show that you know, you didn't do it. But when she has a black eye and she says you're the one who hit her, you know, it's just like that crazy woman in Florida and maybe she did it to herself. You want to maybe have a video that shows, you know, that you never hit her. And you just walked out. And by the way, I wouldn't stand and argue with her. A lot of guys get into these big dramas,
That's a
you know?
Bad idea.
Just leave.
That's a bad idea.
You're crazy. You're screaming at me. You're throwing things. I'm out of here. Goodbye.
Well, so if she files a restraining order, how do you find out? Can you have a restraining order you don't even know about?
Well, no. It'll be served on you. That's the whole point.
Oh, you'll be served. Okay.
She goes to court, and very unfortunately, it's very unfair. She has a hearing when you're not even there. So you don't have the ability to defend yourself. And she gets emergency orders, but they're not going to actually be effective until they're served on you.
Oh, I see.
So you'll have, like, not her, of course, but you'll have some server. It can be the sheriff sometimes because they do service. And, you know, they'll knock on your door and give you the papers. And that's, you know, that's when they become legally effective. And that informs you of your court date.
If she does not know where you live, I guess they can serve you at work.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I hate to tell you this, but, you know, if I just had your name and some information, I could find your address
pretty quickly,
you know, on the computer.
Sure.
It's not that hard to find most people.
All right. Thank you. Thanks again. And thank you, Tom, for having this great show. I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Dating
Appreciate
is hazardous, man. It's hazardous.
Absolutely. We're going to take one more break here. When we come back, we're going to tell you how to get in touch with Adam directly. So don't go anywhere.
Tom Likas, the internet's most listened to call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show. Adam Sachs, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can call me toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Check me out on Facebook and on my website on the World Wide Web, www.adamlawyer.com. And you can also send me an email, which I love, and I respond to personally, adam@adamlawyer.com.
All right. And if you missed the chance to call in to Adam this hour, don't forget, there will be another appearance by Adam Sachs in 1 week or so, depending on when you're listening. Try tuning in on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Stick it in your rack. Let them enjoy it, too. Download the Tom Likas app now. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Better believe it.
Oh, if you use browsers.
Oh, no.
You might want to run and hide, because apparently some private details have been leaked.
I got to tell you a little bit about the Brazz.
Yeah.
The Brazz basically powers, like, YouPorn. I mean, they're, like, every third video on YouPorn.
Sure. Little clips available from the Brazz, but if you sign up, you get the full movies and shit, and you can rock out with your cock out.
Right. But unfortunately for 800,000 people who've rocked out with their cock out, now their private details have been leaked.
Full emails, usernames, passwords, the whole deal. It's not good. Apparently this happened back in 2012 with something called Brazzers Forum, which they say was managed by a third party. So I don't know. This is not a good situation.
Man.
I don't know. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not going to be a dick to anybody who's, you know, not married and has to, you know, hide this from their wife or something.
Here's the thing. Hopefully they used a dumb or made up email address that they don't use all the time. One
right.
that they use for, you know, stupid shit like this or for a newspaper, you know, subscription, temporary subscription, just one for junk. The problem is a lot of people use their passwords, and this is where it's
right.
going to be a problem.
Like F U in the A at whatever?
Yeah, that one.
Chevy Chase is going back to rehab, still having problems with the bottle. He wants to tune it up, he says. Fine-tune it.
And was it the bottle? I was a little let down. I was kind of hoping for more.
He's had trouble with the booze for quite some time.
He was at
Betty Ford back in the 80s. He was one of, like, OG, you know?
Well, the funny man there, he's got two movies coming out.
Yeah, well, all that hard work makes you want to hit the bottle just a little harder.
That's bullshit, man. Everybody just kick back, man.
I don't think, by all accounts, and this is just what I hear on the streets, that Chevy Chase ever kicks back. He's quite the prick.
I heard that, too. But then again, he made amends with somebody I still to this day can't believe, so... I don't even know what to think of the guy anymore. I mean, yeah, he was in Vacation and shit like that.
Fantastic movie. One of the best of all time.
Yeah, it is. But not just because of him, though. I mean...
No, certainly not. But, I mean, if you look at the body of his work, sure, there's some fucking funny stuff.
There's a dude in there that says, sorry, folks, park's closed. He was 10,000 times better.
Yeah, he's now dead.
Right.
Shot with a BB gun while on a roller coaster. Amber Heard has dropped her lawsuit against Doug Stanhope, which is just stupid to begin with.
Yeah. I guess our girl sued this comedian after, I guess, this comedian wrote an article about her and saying that she essentially blackmailed Johnny with these false spousal abuse allegations.
Yep. Amber's team... Because if you're Amber Heard, you have a team, tells TMZ that Amber's moving on. She's getting back to work and leading a normal, happy life.
Mm-hmm. With the rich dude.
The rich dude. And she has given all the money that she got from Johnny Depp away to charities of her choosing. There you go. That's
if she's
how she
really,
rolls.
If she's really with that rich dude, that is crazy.
She's moved on. She can move on now.
Yeah, but
she has a rich dude. Another rich dude.
Yeah, but this one's a billionaire.
All right. Fine. It's not that Johnny Depp wasn't loaded.
I know, but this could... everything could be taken down.
Get over it. You're jealous. It's plenty more news for guys.com. And, of course, you can find our podcast at GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
This is the New Normal.
Take a look at me. I am
Razor Ramon.